Thank you. Okay, so we're scrolling down. What happened over here? What did I do wrong? I made a mistake. Oh, I got the English. No, I want the Hebrew. This? I must have missed that. I must have pressed something wrong on the stick. Okay. What? I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do wrong over here. I must be making mistakes or something wrong. I appreciate, Mordechai, your help in this matter. And, what is this? Okay, we're just about there. Oh! Okay, we're here.
No!
What? Okay, let's... Baruch Hashem. We're somewhere where we are. Just to review very briefly. Very briefly. Shlomo Zalman was quoted as saying, you see a black dot, which you cannot recognize as anything but a black dot. You still have to treat it as a bug. If some expert knows that it's a bug, that's how Shlomo Zalman is quoted. The issue is that he seems to say differently elsewhere. Ain't Yesh lahadim es advarim hamuvorim b'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman b'shmir Shabbos kolchaso. Three maduras, tells you three times. Me'asher ha'edus shenitpisa rak acha p'tirasa by Rabbi Vai. Okay? And therefore, what's quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Sh'atorah lo osher tolas shiktana she'ein eino shel odam ba'riya hachitova yechol legalosa. Doesn't mean some super special eyesight. It means that he sees normally what he called 20-20. He called in Israel 6-6. He called 20-20. It's a very important point over here in this quotation. Now, next page. Rabbi Vosner. Im Odom Roh and the Kuda Shechorah Ve'enem Mizal Saketolas Enel Chayav Livdok B'schugos Magdeles. You don't have to look for with a magnifying glass. You're not required to do such a thing. There's no requirement whatsoever to use a magnifying glass. That's it. What does the Torah say? Nira l'rov b'nei Adam, the average individual. The chief rabbi, Rav Amar in the Tshuva. Right? You've seen Nekuda al guf hatut on the strawberry. She'ev shalazaus im hitolas o lichluch. Rakai deyam tsoy ezer, a magnifying glass. Quote, Kevin shen shum ef shavut lekvoa mahuta. Li machshirim miyuchadim. Adayin lo igiya leklal bal chai velo nesra. Okay? That's it. Finished. You're not chai to do any bedika. You can't see it in your normal eyes. That's what he writes. And others said exactly the same thing. You don't have to use a mischukas magdeles. Right? Plain person, he quotes other gedolim the same thing. You can't see it, mutter. This was his sikum. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What if it's a black dot on the fruit and you couldn't see that it's a bug because it's not moving? But if it were moving, then you would know.
Doesn't matter. If you see it moving, obviously it's us. But you know, could be it's dead. If it's dead, not going to move. Right. So you don't see it. Again, if you would see it, it would be a different story, but mice, you don't see it. Now watch this. Chochmas Adam. I have it on my desk today, for those who want to look it up. Lamed Ches, Chof Ches. Shrotze Mayim, Shamakir Osam Roa V'yodea Shem Toloim. I can look at it and see it. After lo shimush b'chleyezer. I'm using no magnifying glass. I can tell it's a book. Ela she'odem shloherum lo ena mafkin b'hem. Ad she'yitlum v'yanichum b'nifrod. For us, gamhu yira beinav v'shehem sheretz. You know why? You got to swim around. That's the case of the Chochmas Adam. There's a little bug on a fish. You couldn't tell by looking at the fish because it was the camouflage. You couldn't tell. You couldn't tell. Okay. and you put it down in water and it swims, that's usr. When the average person can see that it swims. So now we come, Rabosai, to Rabbi Vai, and here we come to the Kopa parts. Before we get to Rabbi Shabtai in the English, we have Rabbi Vai in the Hebrew. Okay? And I think they're written the same year. Tov Shin Samachay. That's 2005. That's when Rabbi Shabtai's piece, I think, was written. And that's when Rabbi Vai wrote this version of his Sefer. Page 100. I'm reading to you carefully. Page 100. In this edition. Just listen very carefully, please. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman that we saw before. That's the quotation that Rabbi Henkin disagrees with. But based on what he says, okay? He quotes from Shlomo Zalman. This is all in footnote 4. I'll leave it for you to look at page 100, footnote 4. Shemati me'agrasha zarebach. Shafilu hatolas niris kinekuda. Umumche ma'vil lono shizu tolas asura. So he, Rabbi Henkin, somewhere in there, we'll try to find it later, in order to reconcile this citation with the Shmir Shabbos, says, yeah, Mumcha Mavir Lana Shizu Tolas, to the point he teaches us that I can see it myself, and I can discern it as a Tolas. Once see that bulb? See that dot? That's it. How do I know? Look carefully, you'll see. He shows me maybe some things sticking out. But I have to be able to learn independently that I can see it myself based on how he teaches me. That's how he learns Pshat Nevi'im Zalman. It's conform to the Shmir Shabbos L'Chotzi. See, that is nothing. Not the way he quotes it. Vaita. Hadava Nogel Maisa. Watch this. Something which is dead. Because if it's alive, you see it squirming. Copepods. Watch this. In New York City, they're a millimeter. They almost all die on the way from the reservoir to the house. Then he has the following approach, which I have questions. Someone emails me, I haven't got the answer yet. Quote, I'm reading verbatim. V'koshe lizahosa. It's difficult to identify the copepods in New York City water in your house. I question the word difficult. I think it's impossible. Right? Why? Kevan sheim nirim, these copepods look like chalkikim levonim ze'ir b'mayim. Small white dots in the water. I want to ask you an honest question. Who has ever seen any type of small white dots in this New York City water? I'm not sure what this means. I guess you may have found a piece of dirt, but I don't see that either. My second question. So he says over here, he says, even though you can't see it now, but since you could see it in the reservoir and it's alive and swimming, they have a poskes manenu acid the water without filtering. I thought, fakat. Because everything we said until now should be absolutely mutter. Should be mutter based on all the criteria that we're establishing. Okay, near it. I'm just letting you know what I think. Weiter. Rabosai. I want to show you something else. Let's see if we can find it. Yes, I'm sorry.
What if I can see it on the vegetable itself, but if I put it on my finger, then I can see it's a bug? Do I have to take it off to look at it on my finger?
I don't believe you're required to take the thing off. I don't think so. But if you think that the dot will be visible on your hand, I think maybe you should try to do it. If it's so easy to do, I don't know. Maybe. So I think that's the pshat. I think that I want to show it to you. I think it's inside over here on page 98. It's 90, yeah. Watch this. But I told you before. Here it is. Watch this. He's quoting over here from, who is this? Rabbi Vosna. Gama mumchim mevar mes ha-metzias ha-rabim. Aval vadei zeh b'dova shegam ha-rabim yiyu mesugolim levar ha-bi-atzmam achar ha-lemida ha-nechona u-kemosha b'yarnim. That's what Rabbi Vosna says. And I think that he says somewhere in here, that's what Shlomo Zalman probably also meant. That's where to resolve the contradiction. After teaching you, you'll be able to figure out yourself. Then, in fact, it's a problem. Otherwise, it's not a problem. I think exactly is the correct pshat. Rabbi Avoza says it explicitly, and the Pashup pshat that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman means the same thing. Now we come to what I spoke about before. Watch. Oh. 1 second. What's happening over here? No. Something is wrong. Something is getting fishy here. What do you do with the strawberries? Mascara or Maisa? Watch this. He's like this. That you have to check a strawberry? It's not so clear. Because the ones that the Israeli is 6%. And the Shalom de Rabbanon. And the Chatchila should do a check. Why not? It's not a big tircha. After Bedika Regila, it's a Suffolk car of the Vada Shlonos Mucharakim. Once you cleaned it. If they were in the first place. And if there were any hidden still, it's certainly about the Midaraisa. And Beria, Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. And it may not be an easy Beria over here for many reasons, which we spoke about earlier. Therefore, bottom line, strawberries, not bio-organic or Arab, remove the stem on top with a little bit of the meat of the strawberry, rinse it under plain water. Okay, Lechatchila, it's only Lechatchila. Should put it, soak it in soap water for a few minutes. That's the chatchila that apparently pulls off some of those bugs, the soap, somewhere or other, soap water. But even you don't need it, it's only the chatchila. Oz mutarim b'achila. Medakteik. You want to brush it, tavula brocha. But the mekilim, who just cut off the top and rinse it off, even without soaking it, ein limchos b'yadam. Because there are many reasons why we have a right to be mekil in this halacha. Very, very important. He writes in a footnote. Mahadrin mina mahadrin. They can do something that he has over here, which cuts off some of the things. You want to peel it. Peel it. Peel the strawberry. This I never heard of before. But again, obviously if you see something, say something, right? As they say in New York today. You see a bug, a body can't eat it, but the chances of it happening are almost nil. This is what he says over here. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was saying that like something that one could be trained to see and
yes.
That would be problematic.
Yes.
So it seems, especially with the open pot, that it's trainable to be seen.
I haven't
Dr. Shabtai, Rabbi Shabtai brings some of them in this article.
Yeah, and I spoke to Rabbi Shabtai just a minute ago. I said, have you ever seen one? He said, no.
I know that
who?
Rabbi Eitan Berman. When Rabbi Lack came.
Let's bring Rabbi Berman up here tomorrow for the shiur. We'll take a unfiltered water from the.
Didn't see so many.
Let him see one. What? We'll give him a glass of water. It's a sunny day. We'll show him the sun.
The problem is that
let him find one, not many, one.
The presenter, Rabbi Lack, said that in a gallon of water he found, and that happens to be that his water was in Brooklyn, but he found 30 of them in one gallon of water.
We have Rabbi Berman. He was taught by Rabbi Lach. Let him come and show us even one. One. I want to see one. When he sees one, then we'll talk more. He was taught. Okay. I'm keeping an open mind. I want to see. Okay, so now he has about corn. I don't have time to go to the corn part. Whoa. Let's just go to the very end. It's like a summation. Yeah. This is a summation. The one page before. Summation. The general summation. Divrei Siyum. Quotes of Shlomo Kluger, Rabbi Yoshev, quoted it in his Sefer. Page 177. It's here. He quotes it in this book. He quotes 177. In my edition, it's 175. I think it's off by a little bit. I have the Tavshin Samachay edition, and he has obviously a somewhat definition. Rabbi Yoshev's Tshuva. Tuv Tamidas, he says that's from Shlomo Kluger. We need to from right over here. What does he say? Watch this, what he says. They had chumus. What's chumus, gentlemen? What's chumus? Gargir chumus, a seed of chickpeas. Shebe miyutem amotri nimtzu taloim chavuyos v'li simen mibachutz. They're hidden. Shemar shak of Shlomo Kluger. He tira mikamet stodin. You can have it as is. As is. Afim edera klal ein nismuch al stodin el chatchila. Rak b'di'evet. Mikol makom. B'nidon didan. Sheba'ofen acher. Lo yi'ef shor lecholas al chumus. Why not? L'mayet ayde chatzoyas kol gargi lishnayim. Shutorak odol. Yeah, take every single, what we call the arbus, chickpea, cut every single one in half. No, do it. It's so hard. That's too much to expect. Zobi shas atchak, v'les or kol amin, ein l'chehef s'tgol mizeh. Now, you don't, no one lives on arbus. Rabbi said, yeah, shalom zocher. Yeah. It's not a staple. You see, Klaw, he's trying to prove in this Marashak, Yashim quotes, that we can't tell Jews, this is off limits to you. You can't. And therefore you can have the arbus, the chumus, even without opening every single one. And he goes further and explains why this is so. Mutalina lechatchila al piheta diyevet. Why? Kol shas atchake diyevet. It's a very important principle in Yerudan to Adalach. Whatever is mutta b'diyevet, shas atchake becomes lechatchila. Vine les a kol amin. I said the whole thing. I said it all. No, can't do that. And lesser call him in, can't do it. Close the carbon in Sano. Me acha shaboy yisrael call am yisrael call him in machol. It's good to have it. Yishal hamedakdek. Who cares? You only chumus. It's not ochal nefesh. You can survive without it. Cut it all in half. What's going on over here? Yeah, is there a Ramo we saw a long time ago? Rabosai, I'd like to open the Ramo now because we're going to have to come back to this later. So let's open it right now. Simon Sadivov Sifal. This Ramo we saw a while ago, all the way back on Simon Sadivov. But I made a point of it at the time, and he makes a bigger point of it right now in this Kuntris. Let's take a look. Last line of Ramot Tzadivav Al. Uvamokom she'ein nimsa l'knos v'kachatuchim b'sakin. Talk about radishes. Noagin l'knos v'lahatar de netilas mokom. Why? Says the Taz of Kotn Ches. Kevin she'ein nimsa acher hava l'chatchila k'diyevin l'hatar de netilas mokom. To why those are in the Rashba. Here's the famous expression. Right? If there's nothing else, so b'diyevin becomes a l'chatchila. This is what he quotes. This is a very, very important citation, Rabbi Osai. A very, very important citation. Oh, Adkan Rabbi Osai. With this, we close this sefer. Took us a while. We're grateful to Rabbi Henke. Now we go to Rabbi Shabtai. How do I get him? Is he over here? English? What's this? What? What did I just do? Go back over here. How do I get that? Where I press? This one?
No.
This?
The W.
And
I have a
California. This one?
Yeah.
Ah, nope.
Press cancel.
Where's cancel?
The box.
Bottom right corner.
Thank you.
Back to the W.
Guys here?
Yeah.
Good. Good. So now, this is Rabbi David Shabtai, who sits in Rabbi Smedrish, Baruch Hashem. A big problem is I don't see any page numbers on this thing. I know, I have the original here. There are page. Oh, 3 of 37. Okay. I'm going to start on page 8. I assume it's the same page number. What's going on? 8. 6? Okay. Yes, sir. Yes.
The Ron's concept of Amina Batsi, he applies that to cows, right? That you have to...
Yes.
The lungs, that's why we have to check the lungs.
Right.
Now, does he ever apply that to something, let's say, like chickpeas? Because why can't I say that the chickpeas, even if it's Amina Batsi, the bottle of the roof, meaning the cow, you can't say that. because
here, in theory, you can't. They didn't have MRIs to check every single cow
right.
to make sure it has no chaser before you drink the milk, right?
Right. So they're allowed to drink the milk.
Right. But here, you can cut every chumas in half. And I'm a chuyev. It's too much of a tirch.
No, but I'm saying,
yeah, you're right. Exactly. Exactly. It's Mirta Motzi, still Batal Barov.
Why would you say that you need to cut it?
Because you have an opportunity to be Mavara. That's too much of a tirch. That's the answer. You're not required. Midrash for sure not required.
Why can't that be with everything we're saying right now is based on the fact that it's Mirta Motzi.
Mirta Motzi you're supposed to check for. The only thing is, how much of a tirch you're supposed to go through. So apparently cutting up every single chumas, every little arbus in half, apparently too much of a tirch.
What I'm saying is that the Mirta Motzi only applies in cases where there is no room.
Mirta Motzi by definition.
You have a cow, right? You have a
most
cow.
Cows are kosher.
Right. Meaning, once I've separated out a cow, right, and I shaft it, right? So now I can check to see.
Check the lungs. I don't check the other 17 trephies. Not mechuyev.
But here, all the chickpeas are mixed in together.
Therefore,
it's batel barov. Meaning, I've already separated out one.
Batel barov means if you know for sure that one is treif and ten are kosher. You don't know anything about any of them. No.
Right. So isn't that even more?
No. Not the same. Vaita. Koba bars are difficult, nonetheless possible. Okay, when dead. We have to find out if that's really true. That's what you quoted before, that line. When alive, they present little challenge. Right? You see it swimming. The Ben Avraham says, whether you see it after death, it is nonetheless prohibited based on the definition of sheres when alive. He assumes that once the prohibited status is applied to creature in his lifetime, it cannot be removed upon death. Okay, fine. Now, means Rav Shecht adopts his position and argues that the kobo parts should be prohibited since even though they are not identifiable as creatures at this stage, they're nonetheless visible. Are they visible? Here we go, we could be going through the same thing again. In other words, Rav Shecht is assuming it's visible in the water. What's 20? His second response on this issue. Okay, whatever that means. Okay, I don't know what he's just making an assumption, which I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow if it's true or not. We'll write up the rabbi. Rabbi Belsky says Ben Aram discussed the case which prohibited Shiratzim are certainly in the water. Since one cannot be certain that there are indeed kobas in New York City water without checking any particular cup, Rabbi Belsky concludes that Ben Aram's discussion is irrelevant to our situation. That's what I thought. Okay. Right. Now, exoskeletons. Look at this one now. Not all the kobas that appear at the faucet are intact. A small percentage are merely the exoskeletal remains with very little or no insides remaining. Many Poskim were unaware of this phenomenon and therefore did not respond to its ramifications. Okay. The bones of the Shratim. The bones and exoskeleton may not be at Simon Tzadites. We spoke about that at Barichas, right? What happens? During the tortuous travel that allows their muscles and viscera to disintegrate and seep out of their outer shell. Okay. Therefore, even if one to see a speck in the water, one could not be certain that it is indeed an intact copepod. May all, perhaps all be only the exoskeleton or even dust. Therefore, the Ben Avraham does not apply. He assumes that all unmoving specks are dead shrots and they're indeed visible, identifiable and alive. Not the case when every speck that appears in the tap water to be a creature actually forbidden when a creature and alive are merely exoskeletons or nothing, just stamp dirt. So they have another reason why the Ben Avraham Svara, he writes over here, should not apply. Now, are they in fact mutter in this case? He says, we'll see later. How do I get later? Who's counting the pages? What is going to go on the left side? What's going on over here? 18. Okay, one more. Oh, here it is. Exoskeleton of these creatures, okay? Okay, watch this now. Klipa da sheretz. It may be bones. It's a machlokes. That's a question of Chaim Eisner. We discussed this. Only soft bones containing marrow. Hard, dry bones are permitted. That's based upon the discussion we had a long time ago, if you recall. It's a machlokes. Rabban Kotler says, not that way. We went to this before in our discussion of the bones in Siman Sadi Tes as it relates to gelatin. So that's relevant over here as well. Once we're on the topic, Rabosai, that we know or don't know, watch this. Oh, watch this. We're discussing over here lach balach. Oh, so nikar eiser. If it's nikar eiser, it's never bottle. We know that. That's pashut that way. Okay. Ramah, here's the Ramah. 98.4. Forbidden fat fell into a large quantity of food. With 60 times much food as the fat. One must first add water to the mixture so that the fat will rise to the top be removed. Only after doing so is the flavor of the fat bottle in the rest of the mixture. Prima Gordon explains that the fat is not bottle because it's considered to be identifiable. And therefore, the prerequisite for a bittle, namely the creation of a mixture, Tarovet has not been identified, satisfied even on the Torah level. Crazy place, he argues. And explains the fat is not bottle because it's like Yeshla Matirin. This we know. Watch this. Footnote number 68. Rabbi Belsky again argues that the Ramah's position is entirely irrelevant to the question of couple parts, since Ramah refers to a case where the forbidden fat is certainly in the Tarovet. The certainty that the Easter is present results in certain consequent stringencies. As noted earlier, since the couple parts are only questionably in each glass of water, Ramah's conclusion is irrelevant to our discussion. I think he's right there too. So therefore, it comes out that we have a lot of coolers over here at Bosai as far as this is concerned. A couple of more points before we go back to the Svarim and away from screens. Watch this over here. I'm looking for a comment on this page. I think it's the right page where there's an Avnei Nezer. Watch this. Avnei Nezer. When a person knows that water may contain shrotzim, drinking that water and ingesting those shrotzim is not categorically considered to be misasek, maybe a willful violation. Okay, we saw about that. But he notes, perhaps one could argue that the water surrounding the sheretz prevents the sheretz from actually coming in contact with the person's throat. The water is a chatzitza, a new cooler. You believe this? Although one food item cannot be a chatzitza for another food item, suggests that perhaps a liquid, in fact, can act as such a chatzitza, since the possibility of a sheretz actually coming into contact with the throat is rather remote, the water should be permissible. He claims that even if one to adjust a sheretz in this manner, that it would touch the throat, since it's only a remote possibility, it would be do so, not a psikresha, considered an unintended action, dova she'eino miskaven. How do you like that? That's incredible. Amazing. Now we said before, yes? No, it has to touch your throat. If you take something with a tube down, that's no problem. Rabosai, we saw before that some of the copper parts are only exoskeletons. That's, right? They don't make it back. However, many copper parts, when they come to the tap, watch this now. Watch. Oh. While the added chlorine manages to kill almost all copper parts before they reach the faucet, it also helps keep them intact, making them a classic example of burial, right? However, some of what appears to be copper parts are merely the exoskeleton remains and they have not entirely intact. Okay? The intact creatures. But it goes further than that. Only a small percentage of the white specks are only the molten exoskeleton of copper parts, since the Mavirstrom also have disintegrated. They're not considered buried at all. Moreover, not just some, but many, many of the actual copper parts that make it to the faucet are no longer completely intact, missing antennae, legs, or other appendages. When we open the rush in a minute, we're going to see, and that's enough to knock it out from the status of barrier. And then we have some final conclusions on the next page. Okay, watch this. Mishnas Yaakov, we saw this a long time ago, limits the halachas of birah only to creatures that are recognizable as such, but are too difficult to find in their current mixtures, when they can exist on their own outside the tarovit. Since kolbapaz are arguably recognizable only as specks, not as creatures, they should be exempt from hilchos birah, according to the Mishnas Yaakov we saw at the very beginning of our discussion a long time ago. That's a very, very, very important, very, very important. And then he says, we'll come back to this again once we're talking about it in a footnote. Watch this. Rabionis and Abishits. Creatures that grow from fruits no longer connected to the trees should not count as beriot, since the creatures only become usur when they exit the fruit. Such not usur mitchilas briyatan. This is the famous point which we're going to see some agree with, and many, many don't agree with. What I'm not going to discuss in this book, I skipped from page 9 to 18, I skipped 10 pages, all talk about a totally different time for us. Look at Mishkin Chulun Samach Zayin, you'll see, are the copper pods usur even in the reservoir? Rabbi Belsky has a long piece saying he thinks it's not usur, because it never left its original habitat. That's beyond our discussion, we don't have the time to go into that now. If you want to look up page 9 to 18, you will see it. Okay. Now, one final nakuda. Why shouldn't we at the very least, have to check them out for davar sheyesh lo matirin, which it may be? So it's a kareisi uplesi. Try to find exactly where this is. Oh, watch this. Many poskim say that an isa which is created as part of a tarovet, then it is more amenable to bittul. Right? The Magen Avraham explains, although the isa, the juice that came out of the Shabbos, is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, which is our next topic for next week, it will be permitted after Shabbos anyway, right? Since it was never nikur on its own outside of the tarovet. It is bittul. Okay, so there's another reason why in our situation there's room to be more mekel. We have to stop here because our time is not allowed to go further. We're now going to open up the rush. Rabosai, Simon Lamed Hay. Okay, so we're going to go back to the screen a little later on today, but open the rush. We had a very, very wonderful experience with these 2 days spending about these first and mostly around Rabbi Henkin and Rabbi Shapter a little bit. I recommend you can have it on your emails, you can get it and read through it at your convenience. If you want a hard copy, I have it right in front of me. I have the both of the hard copy right over here. Simon Lamed Hay in the rush. To come down to earth, Rabbi, so you have to so much time in space. Lamed Hay. Baha, the very beginning. Baha, the Amma, the burial of Batla, Hanimilik Shushole, Abonisrasek, O Nechtach, Imenu, Tsas, Sulo, Ikri, burial of Batla Barov. Who said so? Makastav Tezayim. Risek, Tisha, Nimolim. V'echot chai v'shnu l'kazayis lo k'sheish alma shem rusokin lo mikri beria v'boi kazayis omenami b'mesechas me'ila lo k'al achila shrotzen b'kazayis k'sheinem shleimin. Alright, that's what it says. Very important, you saw. Look in the Divrei Chamuda's Kuf Mem Ches, I ask you to see. Now I'll print this at the bottom of the first column, the last three or four lines. V'zelashon harashba Nechtach mimeno shenisraska shenevda tzurasa and zeberia who botel chashivusa. In the Kitzuri, right? Beresh shenisraska echad me'avarea. Quotes the Ramban. Nechtach mimeno eber miboya v'lo ifshita the Mesechas Nazir. It's an unresolved question. In Nazir abosai Nazir daf nun aleph. Gabi Malkus, what in the Yisro? Mi you bury the low butt the Rabbanini, who the Kula? The Yitzur of Loma, Marusik, Venechtach, we met of Avish and Ishmasa Tluya about the Vare Butler. So even though we said before an antenna is missing, some appendage is not life threatening for this poor copper pot, it's still not a barrier, according to the Psak of the Rabban, based on an unresolved question. Sveka the Rabbanu Lakula. This is cited, by the way, in the Vilna Gaon. Take a look in the Vilna Gaon here in Simon Kuf. We're starting to land now. You need Svarim. No more screens. Svarim. Simon Kuf. The Birak Ra. Siv Katan. Yud Aleph. Vafilu Ever Echashachasar. The Bala Benazan Atan Aleph Bezal of Shita. Usveket Rabbanu Lekula. So in other words, as long as it's missing anything. So when the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sifalah, V'chein Tzorch Shia Shalem, he means completely Shalem. If anything is missing, even the smallest amount, the Shach is in the Sifkan Vav. Ever Echad, Afilu Ever Shein Hashem Atliyabo. Quotes the Rashman, the Ramban, and the Ran. The Ran, we'll get to the Ran a little later on. So this is a very important fact to know, which is relevant to the copepods and many other things as well. Now, once we're in the rush, take a little step backwards to the very last line in Simon Lamed Gimel. Mamash, the last line. V'yesh mefarshim di'af rabbanon bo dover shebo mi berias neshama. That's the machlokas rabbanon Rab Shimon bar Chita in Makas Daf Yud Zayin. They require an organic entity, which means we have animal, vegetable, mineral. Huh? Not vegetable, has to be animal. From an animal source, which breathes a certain way. V'gid, evi menachai, boim, midova sheish bo neshama. If you set up as a criterion, it has to have a source from some living being, you have to say as long as it comes from a living being, because gid and osh, evi menachai, are not breathing, but they come from an animal which was breathing. This is a requirement according to the Yesh Mefarshim cited in the Rosh that Rabbanon agree. The Rabbanon hold that way. Does anyone disagree? We'll take a look a little bit earlier. We have to look a little bit earlier. We're going to go backwards in the Rosh. We're starting the last line. We're working our way in a backwards direction. Here he quotes like this. V'horet nami perik elman alokin daf yud gimel lemon alf. Makis. Kama yochel min atevel v'yechayev. Rabbi Shimon omer b'koldehu v'chachamim omer b'kazayis. Rabbi Shimon said, v'mashu of tevel yechayev. Omer le Rabbi Shimon, yatamodim ochel n'molo kol shu shu chayev. Don't you agree? It's tiny's aunt yechayev. Or melo, v'pnei shehu kibir yosah. There is a complete entity. Omer lehen afchita kibir yosah. This grain of wheat is kibur yasa. Umasik daf yud zayin. Rabbanan brias neshama chashiva. Chit alo chashiva. Oh! Here's a distinction we just mentioned. Hare gid rabbi menachai to lav beris neshama hein vechashivi beria. So why are they a beria not suga? It's not breathing. Yesh lomar. The Rabbanan the divi rabbi shimon karmi. Lidi dan. Afilu avichit la neshama lo mikaria beria dochsiv lo sochal tevel dochsiv lo sochal chita tavi mashma shlema shochita kabet kro kabo behind the mikru beria v'damo le mafarish. We'll get to that point later. Elo the didoch the chashis le beria al moles lochtama de mafarish mikomakom lo damo de nemala to hasa mika neshama v'ochaleka neshama. You find elsewhere in Shas the same idea. That's the first opinion in the Rosh. Yesh mefarshim, no. Even Rabbanan require Brias Neshama. 2 days in the Rosh. According to the first day, they do not require it. According to the second day in the Rosh, Yesh mefarshim, they do require it. So Achlokas, 2 days. According to the second, even Rabbanan agree, you need Beres Neshama. According to the first, they're all discussing it according to Rabbi Shimon, they themselves don't really accept that. That's what we said before. Two opinions. Now we take a little back, go further back. Further back. Further back. The Rosh quotes Rabbi Osai, Arashi. Arashi. Pirish Rashi to come on. This is on page Kuf Nun Tes in our print, last 3.5 lines of column 2. As Rashi can be found, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, the Maschil Tmeya. The Nevela Lo Mikaria Beria, Blohois and Nevela Kishanotzra. It wasn't a Nevela when it was born. Abel Gidva Ov Tomei, Ve'eva Menachai, Chalisuran Mishash and Otzra. Anuchidish. It's only a barrier if it's barrier from the first moment, from the get-go. So writes the Rush in the name of Rashi. The kosher, harechelev, hamechases akerev vechelev akloyos ve'ola klayakerem dasiri mishas briosan ubatli. No, the yeshlo is another criterion. The koldova is critical now. Shim yecholik. If it's split, ain shmo Allah page kuf samach nigra beria. If you cut it in half, it loses its identity. Indicates that when it was one organic whole, it is a separate identity. It's not batel. For example, of tame shalem nigra of uksheen shalem ain nigra of chatichas of gid. Chatichas kid, Eber Menachai, Avon Nevela, Afilum Chatucha, Mikaria Nevela, the Choldovish and the Sabalkar Nevela, the Eino Shame Ha Etzem. It's not the very description of this item. The Chen Sharaniskal and Mikri Beria, Shem the Chsiv La Yochas Pesaro, Afilum Chaticha Achas Mimenu. This is a chiddush over here of the Rush. Very, very, very important. Very important. Oh, let's go a little bit further. The Kamar. What do you mean? Very meforish, pirish, meforish lo ochel kolshu. Guy, it's the shvua. I swear, he says, I will not eat anything. Umeshani, meforish nami keberia dummy. Catch this now. If you, as a human being, say, I will not eat even an infinitesimal amount of this item, why is the shvua binding on you? Because it's keberia dummy. Mashma. The time of the burial of Habikilu Pirish Akosuv Lo Toklenu Bekoshu. The Torah said, don't eat this item. By itemizing, if you give that expression, by mentioning the name of the item itself, it means even if there's no quantitative sum, it's the item itself which is prohibited. Which is prohibited. Very important. Very important. Okay. Now the question becomes, what about chalev? What about chalev? Fat. Doesn't it satisfy all the criteria we had until now? Well, the Rosh talks about chalev. The kosher. Hare chalev, machasis, akerev, etc. We saw it before. What did he say? Im yicholek ein shmo olav. But here, if you cut the fat in half, it's still called fat. It's still called fat. Rabosai, if this is the case, it's arguable that this is the single criterion that's required. What is the single criterion? Kol dovash im yicholek ein shmo olav. That's called the barrier. That is the one and only criterion. Yes, sir.
What's the, beyond the examples of the Rush did, what's the world that doesn't seem a little more linguistic than like...
Yeah, it is linguistic, you're right. Kimifarish dummy. The Torah is also created based on linguistics. The Torah uses expressions. Don't eat gid. The Torah is saying, don't eat gid because it's gid. We don't care about this, we don't care about that. It's just considered to be whatever the item is. Oh, so let's go slow. Let's turn out to the Ran, if you don't mind. The Ran over here. page Kuf Dalet in our new print. Kuf Dalet, please, Shabbos. Everyone open up. Kuf Dalet, it's Lamed Vav Amen Aleph in the old print. Look inside, please. The Ran is going to be found in column 2, line 3, page Kuf Dalet. Those who have the word Garcinon and Vigarcinon, it's about halfway between them. The Hevi Odea, Lo Miki Ferial, the Begimel Tanoim, needs three conditions. What are they? Review. Echad, She Isura Migufa. It's intrinsically prohibited. Hasheni, Shete Beres Neshama. Oh, it requires that it come from a live organism. Hashlishi, Shete Shleima. The third one, everyone agrees to. That's based on the Gemara. But the other two, let's start from the beginning. Isura migufa keitza, don't get a nosha v'chayotzibo, shu osa mitchilas briyasa. He uses these terms interchangeably. Isura migufa and chilas briyasa. Avot sipra tahora v'chayotzibo, shi muteres afo pishin esnablo, keva shedavaz acher goramlo leoser, la beryu, kubbeis. There you go. Why? Explains to you why. And here too. So does Sharanisko. That's tonight one. What's tonight one? Isura Migufa. Isura Migufa, and he used it, it seems to be almost, how should we say it? Interchangeably, Rabbi Osai, interchangeably, he used the word mitchilas b'yaso in the third narrow line. Again, the pressure is not an independent criterion; it's just a way, another way of saying isura migufo. Come back in a few minutes. Tonight, Sheni, various neshama. Quotes more Makas Afyud Gimel. I chaylev. So the rush got stuck with chaylev, right? Remember the rush we saw a minute ago. The Rosh asks, what's with Chelev? What about Chiddush Nifla? If you cut the Chelev in half, it's still Shmo Olav, then it's not considered to be right. That's not what the Ran answered. Ran gave a different answer. The Ran said, Miu Chelev lo Mikri Beria, Afal Pishu Berias Neshama Lefi, She'ain Kulo B'mokom Echad, V'eino Kein Beria Shimukubes Eski Echad V'zel Tanasheni. Whoa, a Chiddush. You have in the anatomy, of an animal. So you have what? Some fat here, some fat there, some fat here, some fat there. Not all collected in one place. That's why it's not a bear. It's not the Russian answer. It's a different answer. It's a different answer, I both say. It's a different answer. The third, Tanai Shlishi, Shlema. Fine. So there are three conditions. So the Ran has three conditions, and the Rush seems to have one condition. What's the one condition? If you cut it in half, it loses its shem. Now we turn to the Shulchan Aruch and see where things get a little bit interesting. Let's take a look. Remember, the Ran used the expression of chashivus over here. What's considered to be chashiv? Mishum chashivusa. Okay? Oh. Let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch, please, if you don't mind. Simon Kuf. Sif Aleph. That's how we're going to read this together. Simon Kuf, Sif Aleph. The Ein Lo Din Beria. Okay. How many? Let's count the conditions now. Open your fingers. Hello. Im kenu davar sheyesh bo shahoya bo chiyus lafuki chita. So he holds in that criterion, which everyone agrees to. So he holds it right 2 days in the rush. He accepts it. V'chein tzarech sheyeh davar she'asu mitchilas b'riyaso, as opposed to of tosh in his battle. Number two, and sure in his battle. And number three, davar shalem. But in the between, it was in another thing. Number four. What's that number four? V'chein tzarech shiye dover sholem she'im yecholek en shmo olav lafuk echelev. Who is this now? Whose criteria is he quoting, Rabbi Osai? This line V'chein tzarech sheyiyeh seems to be, Rabbi Osai, coming from the Rosh. So that's exactly what the Vilna Gaon says. The Rosh had one criterion, the Ran had three, and the Mechaber quotes all four. Because Sveika Lekula. That's how there are those who interpret the Peshitas HaMechaber. HaMechaber. That's how the Vilna Gaon understood it. The Vilna Gaon says over here, look over here carefully. One second, please. Oh, Sivkot and Vav in the Gro. I said it's Sivkot and Vav. Quotes the Ran as Gimel to Noim. What do you need? Chiyus, Chilas Briyoso, and Sholem. Tos and the Rosh don't require Chiyus, but they require this new criterion. Shimecholik, etc. Uposik b'Shulchan Aruch l'kula kol atanoim. The three of the Ran and the one of the Rosh. That's how the Vilna Gaon understood. Not only did the Vilna Gaon understand that way, but the Prima Gaon understands that way as well. Understands that way as well. Rabosai, want to take a look? Understands that way as well. Prima Gaon is in the Siv Seidas Os Gimel. He understood exactly the same way as the Vilna Gaon understood it. Do any of you have in your Prima Gaon a footnote at the bottom from Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Anyone have it? My Shulchan Aruch has it. Do you have Rabbi Akiva Eiger at the bottom? Because the green one does not. It's in bold print. It's in black print rather. It's not in the Rashi print. It means many. You have it. Green has it. It starts with the word Shogag Bozeh. He made a mistake. All right, the green has it. Everyone, open up. Shogag Bozeh. Can you imagine what a language to use by the Prima Gaon? He made a mistake. Kuhega, that's a pretty sharp term. He made a mistake. Shogar was it. That Toysvis, Varosh, Sviruluhu, Debinon, Shmo, Akosuv, Batora, Kimo Gira Nasha of Tami Vichadome, Mishimhochi, Dai Bazel, and Mait Nevela, Vichain Tevel, Lonicht of Shema Etzim, El Shema Isser, the Gamkshe Nechla, Shame Isser Olive. So according to the Rosh Rabosai, we talk about the shame, we mean the shame Isser. Avalorashba, the Rashba is found on page Yudalim and Aleph. Svirle, Shebechom Mokom, the bottle, Shame Etzem, Kishenechlak, Mikri Beria, Av Shein Kosubatora, Umahani Ze, Lemait Chalev, Mashenke, the Veil of Vechito, the Mikomakom, Kishenechlak, Botel Shame Etzem. It's no longer a carcass or no longer a grain of wheat. Even though it's not a shame isim, it's a shame chefzer. Shemachit Sarach Tama Achrina. The boy Briyoso, Briyoso Neshama, Tchilas Briyoso, Vuborol Amayin, Vimkein Divri Amachabe Kipashton. That the Machabe passing like the Rashba. He passed like the Rashba, Rabosai. There's a confusion among the poskim because both the Rosh and the Rashba use the same expression. Right? Yibatl Shmo means two different Shemos. According to the Rosh, means Shema Iser. And according to the Rashba, it meant the Shem Etzem, the object itself, Yibat Shem Iser. That's a confusion. I want to turn, to save time, not looking at the Rashba proper, to the Chavas Das, please. Okay? Chavas Das, please. Sivkot and Dal. This is in the Marma Komas, Rabosai. This is in the Marma Komas, the second group of Marma Komas from yesterday's Makoros. Chavez Das, Simon Kuf. I yesterday see three of them. Let's start with Sivkot and Dalid in the Chavez Das. Okay? Can we please turn? Chavez Das, as everybody has, Simon Kuf, Sivkot and Dalid. Oh! Dalit. Hine ledas ha toises varosh. Shapirshu behem. Dimye cholek. Ein shmo olav. Dahaino shlo yishor. Shemo ister ama batora. Imkein. Nismat gam kein chita. It's not a burial. You know why? to the olam shem tevel and avail of. Right? So that's knocked out. Aval Raja bechidusha v'metoras habayis pirish din v'echolik en shmo olav dahainu shlo yishor shem hanotzer imo uvechita gamken lo yishor shem hanotzer imo, it's a grain l'chshe yischalik v'shemachi hutzrach l'mayit chita mikoach she'en bo chius, only for a different reason. From the Rashba's perspective, the fact that if you split it in half, in fact it would lose its shem chita, not its shem tevel, its shem chita. So therefore that means it would be a barrier. Only reason it's not, because it's not a live organism. And the Rosh rejects that. So this is the same as we saw in the B'kiv Eger, is in the Chavis Das. Two different things, the Rosh and the Rashba, and don't mix them up. Don't mix them up. Indeed, Rabosai, the Rashba requires all the four conditions found in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Rashba, word for word, the Kiveg is correct on a simple level. The Mechav is passed like the Rashba. Once we're here in the Chavas Das, let's turn a little bit to Sivkot and Hey, the very next one. She'osu mitchilas bi'ah. Watch this now. Mikan rotsu, back to bugs. Hakreisi uplesi. We saw this inside last week. Lahatir hanemala mitamberia. Why? Kevan she'ena nesorin ad acha shepirshu. Harelo nesu mitchilas priyasa. Says the Chavasat l'anias daiti. Iyav shalom akein. Why? Kidemuchach ba de ochel putisa lok arba. Nemala lok achamesh. Umari bahanach toloim she'ena nesorin rak acha shepirshu. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvot, "Lo sotek kufa in tes." Hey. It's mefurish against this crazy place. Mefurish. It's a barrier. Makas Yud Gimel. You see, it's considered a barrier. Behold, the MK and the Veil of Gamkin levy barrier. Why? The Asur Mitchilas Briyaso. Shem Esed Eino Zvucha. Look at that. Even if it's alive. Behold, Trefa Min Abetim Aikalim. It was a trefa from birth. Elevada. The Chavas Das is a major breakthrough, which is going to be over here for us a chumrah. The Kavonis Amachavihi, Kemosha Kosev B'Torah Sabayis Oroch Rakitza V'Loshon. And he quotes the Torah Sabayis verbatim. Davka Shesura Machmas Atzma, Go Nemola Ogid Shesura Mitzad Atzma Mitchilas Priyosa. We saw this in Iran. Avaberia Muteris Raksha Kibla Isur Machmas Dovaracher, Go Shora Nisko and Vela Trefa, and Zubiria. Says the Helega Chavas Das, I told this in Iran. Umedehischil be Isura Machmas Atzma. So he starts off. Levat. Vigamid lo siyem avodavash lo nesem mitchilas priyoso. Raksim avodavash akibal isim esarache. Mashma. Do ikur toli bim isur bim osu machmas atzma o machmas avarache. Rak, incidentally, shehizkir gabe isur machmas atzma mitchilas priyoso. The stoma de milsa, dover she osim achas atzmo, who osim mitchilas priyoso. Abol yikot toli, vim osim machmas atzmo machas davaracher. And the veil of trevus davaracher. Yeah. And he says further than that. He says, quote a Rashba naf kuf chof, chele vigid is asura mitchilas priyoso. The av shein though again bishlil in utero, shem the acha sheshemen sheshmon chelav vigid lo hoyal em heter v'kodem lachein lashmon chelav vigid here too kodem shepirshu la mikvi sheretz aretz klal acha sheshmon sheretz aretz lo hoyal em heter asurim et chias biyosin the pashut and therefore the nochal namalos raya she'ein oleha tshuva therefore the crazy placey is incorrect. So says the Chavas Das, Sif Kotten Hey. Very, I think he's right. Sounds very good. Well, the crazy place dual deal. He's mamish stuck. So I asked you to see in the Imre Baruch, Rabbi. So look at the Imre Baruch, who discusses this as well. Watch this. Imre Baruch says, look in the Ran, which we just saw. It says like the Rashba. Umikol makom ein achreya im eino asura mitchilas priyasa he aviberia machma sheisum im sanatzma. Behold, it's shrich in the chalik bein isum machma sanatzma lo. He says pshat like this. The chori yesh the velos shasura mitchilason nefel ubeitzas afroach. Look in the pilpul and Torah Sabayis, the prichodosh, and our simon, the Rashba. What exactly is Imre Baruch saying over here in his comment on the Chavas Das Sivkot and Hey? What is he driving at? What is he driving at? The answer is Rabosai, you need two things. Isa Migufo, Avada, not the Machtaracha, that's Pashup Shat. In addition, Mitchilas Briyoso. You need two things, Rabosai. You need two things. I want to show this to you inside here. How do I get to old-fashioned Hebrew books? Can you get me? Who can get me there? Yeah? What do I do?
Windows.
Oh, Windows means it. I'm sorry to pause it a bit. Hebrew books? You got Hebrew books?
Hebrew books is good.
Hebrew H-E-B. Books.
Books. Is it .com?
Yeah, I guess so.
.org.
Oh, Wine Electric Industries, Inc. There you go. You gonna say everything?
You gonna say?
Yeah, please. Simon Kuf, our Simon.
Yeah.
That would be it. Megillah Sefer, what are you? Mem Gimel Yud. Mem Gimel Yud. Fancy transplant. Whoa. Transplant. He's from Pittsburgh. Transplant. There's a transplant there in Pittsburgh. What page were 140 last time? 180? 200? Where were we?
165?
I think it's past that. Oh, you're right. You're perfect. Unbelievable. Got it exactly right. Amazing. Okay. Let's take a look. We'll take a little bit backtrack over here. Backtrack. The Rishon of Klolin. Okay? In the Gemara, there are only two conditions. Shalem, that we know, and Beres Neshama, which is a question of dispute, right? Even Beres Neshama, do Rabbanan agree with that or not? Fine. Now, he quotes the Rashi Kuf Beis, you need Shenotzra. Hahezma b'zeh nira. And you Beres Shalokan alev k'shakolshu shum chashivusa. It says great significance. V'chein tzorach shetia shlema, eh? Beres neshama be, and it can be a tenayev miguf idadover mishas yitzira veloshen notzer b'mikra liachah mikain. That's not considered to be choshev enough. That's pshat in the opinion of the Ran. We already saw the Rush denies all this. The Rush denies all this. He denies it because you don't need all these things. And I want to show you in the Ran. If you just open to the Ran on the side, it says Oz Beis on page Kuf Dalet. He says, according to the Tosfos and the Rosh, he says, "L'divreim ein hechreach lo b'tznai rishon v'lo b'tznai sheni." What's tznai rishon? Tznai rishon is isur migufa. Tznai sheni is biras neshama. As he said, the Rosh denies it all. The Rosh says, "No, you don't need all these things." He says, "A befeirish over here in the sefer." One second. The Fianira Rush, not because of Chashivas, not only Chashivas. HaTorah Dibra Lachayfet Kshu Sholem. V'meino Sholem HaTorah Lo Dibra Lov. V'chein Yev Shalach Chayav V'kol Shu. Because it's Kemefarish, number we saw. Right? As we said, this is very important, Rabosai. Comes according to this, the Fianira Rush, Yeshua Klal Echad. Hakol is kol apotim. Shebera nikos ek baofen she mecholek en shmo shel Yisrael olav. Lo tzarek es atanai she yisim mitchilas b'yosa. And you don't need b'yos neshama. That we just saw that in the side of the Ran, preferish and print, long before the Megillah Sefer printed the Sefer. So it's here. I thought it was his. It's right here. On the side of the Ran. It's right there, mamish. It's right there. Oh. Having said this, Rabbi Osai, let us turn our attention to what he has to say over here, the Baal Megillah Sefer, as follows. Watch this. Next. Okay. Let's take a look over here a little bit. Crazy, you're placing. I had bottle but tatkas. We saw this a very long time ago. Bottle 960. How placey, here we are. Watch this. And asur mitchilas b'yosa. This is only true going to the Rashba. Because chashivas, right? If you have toister rush, hova asur toras hasheretz, asur bein godol bein cotton, avshein asur mitchilas b'yosa. The mechaba pass like the Rashba. Oh! We have a trift. Remember this language in the crazy? Now, Peronis, Malanas, Bioma, Pekuda, and Adkan. And the Prima Gadim also quotes this. Fine. Chavaz Das says it's ridiculous. It can't be. It can't be. He quotes Lashon Rashi. His Kavanah is like the Rashba. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger said. It means the Rashba. And he says, look, Yisur Migufo, as opposed to Nevela. Ukamosha Poshut. Shagamim nol the treifa nevela min abeten lo nechsha leberia av she yisim mitchilas briyasa hol ve'enu yisim migufa davar acher hodin lehepech kabet toloyim av she'enu nasurim mitchilas briyasa because it hasn't started crawling yet hol ve'yisura migufam nechshavim leberia l'chule alma uvedarek klal yisim migufo hu mitchilas briyasa. That's it. You don't need any more than that. Tchilas b'yosa is just an extra identifying, but that's not really required. What's the proof? Shach. Shach says in days, afilu bebeitz hasefroach, dato not esheino nechshevas leberio, holo vabeitz hoysam muteres b'tchilas b'yosa. Oh, this is complicated. When does it become asur? When it starts its rikum, and it's asur miyad. Crazy place to ask this question. But the Shach says, not enough for yisur migufo. You need mitchilas b'riyoso. The Shach Gimel is as well. Mitchilas b'riyoso completely. Knocking out chita shel tevel. Even though it's yisur migufo, not davar acher. Das Shach is not considered to be a burial. Look at Machs HaShekel. So I have to see in the Maramah comes. Okay. This is the Yisod. This is the Machlekes Gedoli HaPoskim. Should we take Tchilas B'yoso literally? Or should we not take it literally? Okay. That's the Shaila. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara in Makkos says that if you don't need a Beres Neshama, Tevel is a barrier. That's his Kasha. Mashiyesh Lahakshas, all the Ram would take it literally. Mitevo de Mashav Gemara, Pergimo de Makas. The Leficha Chomim Hoya Nechshav the Beria, Im Lo Hoya Tzorach Beres Neshama. Afal Gav Shino Nesar the Acha Miruach. It's against the Shach. Here you see that you don't take Tchilas Beriasa literally. Kivegas is Kashin Mishnayas and Makas. Tzorach Lom Alum de Shavart. There's a Lom de Shavart here. Al Koponim. Tevel Isuro Migufo Meyetzim Yitziroso. The minute it grew in Eretz Yisrael, it's Tevel. El Sheish Tanai, a separate condition. Shino Nesar Le'acha Miruach. Look at the Rashash on Tzadi Vavah, or something along those lines. You see from here, Poshup Shot against the crazy of Placey, that we should not take this condition so absolutely literally. Because here also, it's also right away, it's a Tanai. It has to be, it has to creep, has to crawl. Okay? Has to crawl. Fine. And this explains another problem. One more problem over here. One more problem. Oh, watch this. Is there a din of burial when it comes to Isurim Dirabonon? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say, Rabosai? Gid Hachitzon or Isurim Doraisa Shen Logan Aleya. And Yad Yehuda says he thinks depends on the Machlokas Yishon, which you spent so much time talking about. Right, let's watch, follow the mouse here. The Ladaz Tosus V'Harosh Shedin Beria Eino Machmas Chashivuso Elashat Torah Pirisha Oso L'Issa L'Chein Lokon Ola Ben Godol Ben Kotlan Imkein Mistabir the Dafka B'Masha Lokin Hechmiru Gam Shalo Yizbato V'Lo B'Yisroom D'Rabonon. But according to Rashi and the Rashba, Lokim Al Beria B'Kol Shul B'Glad Chashivuso, not because they're Mepharish Chashivuso V'Zug Gam Asiba She'Eino Bottle Mistaber, Shagam Bistru and Rabbanon Yedin Kain, the Machas Chashivuso, Eino Batel. So writes the Yad Yehuda, should depend upon this very Shiloh. This very Shiloh. That's what he suggests. Okay? That's what he suggests. Oh. Now, let's go a little bit further and see how this is going to tie in. Watch this. One second. Oh. Old Raya Havia Prima Garden. You can see it, I think, right over here. Rabosai, I believe this is right in front of us. Take a look, Rabosai. I want you to see inside. In Simon Kuf, Mishpat Sozov, end of Sivkot Nalf. The screen is very good, but I'd like to see some things at least in print. Mishpat Sozov, Simon Kuf, at the end of Sivkot Nalf. Aleph looks to me humongous. No? Humongous, Aleph. The very end. The very end is of Sivkot Aleph. Let's take a look. He makes the following suggestion. He says, the last four lines. The git anosha derabbanon v'chayotze I choshev beryo. Crazy place, he said, bury the Rabbanon is Choshevu. V'chein yeroe Rabbi Shimon Kol Shul Lamakas. Rabbi Shimon always, he got Makas, everything always in a Kol Shul. V'afil hochi l'didei bury lo batel tam chashivas a bury atzma. You can't say it's because of Malkus. He always got Malkus in a Kol Shul. Kol Shken l'didan v'dechshiva Torah l'beryah. When we call Makom Lava Malkus Talia Milsa. Fascinating. And he says over here, basis the veil is barrier, even though it's the Rabbanon. Or they say no, the Rabbanons are not considered to be barrier. Now, why are they not considered to be barrier? Because there's no Chashivas of Malkus. So, it apply according to that logic, not only would be no barrier by the Rabbanons, even by the rice, as long as no Malkus, there would not be the Neberia. Oh. So now over here, what comes out? Rav Shimon, Chayav Malkus Bekolshu, Imkain, Ein Afgamina B'din Beria, Linyan Malkus, none of that Rav Shimon holds, Beria is not Patel, Afila B'Elef, Chulin Sadivav, in Tosfos, at the end of Tosfos. As follows, Rabbi Kivega quotes this proof, and therefore the veil has the Easter assay of Ein Zavuach Mitchilas Briyasa. I ain't looking alone. Who cares? It should still be considered to be burial. He said there are those who disagree and say it's not true it's called a berry. What's a machlokas gedolei aposkim? Is it considered berry or not? What does it depend upon? So he saw in the beautiful Masifta Gemara makes the following interesting observation. He thinks it goes back to the machlokas we spoke about a long time ago. According to Rashi, Rabbi Osai, what does it depend upon? Chashivas. Even if there's no malchus, or there's no isadaraisa, it's still chashiv, as we saw over here earlier. I mean, what he's saying is fundamentally alluded to over here in this. Yeah. Look what he says. But the Ad Yehuda says something the same. Let's go. Watch this. Tosas in a rush say it depends upon Pirusha also, he has to have malchus. But according to Rashi and the Rashi from Chashivas, you don't have to have malchus. That's what the Yadhuda fundamentally said. This Nakud. Rabosai, this completes the simple read of the Sugya of Beria. We spent much more time than we would have ordinarily because we spent a lot of time on the books. But Imlo Akshavemasai, Peidal was on my syllabus in light letters. And here it fits in with, and it's Alokal Amais every day. So we still have one experiment to come up for tomorrow, and then if he was willing to come and ask, if you want to come, I'm happy to have someone come and look. If you want to look in your sinks tonight,
they say to put it in a low thing of water, dark background.
I'm willing to accept that. Low water, dark background. Although I'm not, why would Chuyav do that? I mean, my glass, I water from a glass. Glasses, you see right through it. Maybe Chuyav's got a dark background? I'm not even sure that's true.
It just makes it easier.
Okay, well, I'll grant you the dark background. I'll grant it to you. See what happens. Let's see if we can find it. Rabosai, but the barrier has a twin. Barrier has a twin. And that twin is something which is called Chaticha Ruil Diskabe. And these things go together. Together. I want to show you this in the next few minutes, just a very short analysis of the Rosh in Simen Lamed Vov. Because these things go together, and we'll tomorrow be better. We're going to continue these in Yonah. Now, I want to give you once again just review our general schedule. Rabbi Isai, the plan after the game plan. I'm going to finish this. I hope Kuf Aleph fairly quickly. Although it's a whole pack Makaris, hope go quickly. I'd like to finish it by Sunday. I'd like to. Then we have Kuf Beis is Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. That's all. And Kuf Gimel is Nostal Nefgam. Uh-huh. And we finish that, because Kuftal, we basically did it already. We start a Chazor. We have to have another Bechina. I told you they gave you the date. So just keep this in mind. We have to first finish the previous Bechina before we get to the next Bechina. L'chara. Shul Chesed. L'chatchil. L'chatchil. Baita. Lamed Vav in the Rosh. Again, the same criterion. It seems to be the same. V'hod de'omel chaticha v'u d'skabit en b'teilu v'hani milik she'istru ha'machmas atzma. We just saw that phrase a minute ago when it comes to Beria, right? Sounds like it's identical, right? Sounds that way. Wait till tomorrow, Shia. Go nevela ubasa b'chola v'chayotze ben. Ava chatichas heter. Shekibla tam in ha'isr. Af l'diri ha'mefarash t'chaticha nasa nevela. B'teile hi b'shishim g'shar isr. This is such an important nekuda. We have to get to it in barichas tomorrow. Vaita. Uvechaticha ruil iskabed rabu deos yesh min agadolin she'amru davka chatichas isr she'nizbashlim chatichas heter haruil lechabed ba'orchim. Now it's cooked already. Avechaticha chaya, it's raw. Afilu shlema b'teila barov, because not, you can't, yeah, some say b'shalachmanis, we're still in the week of Purim. Is it gone? Is still stuff left? Last pass around, and it's going right to the Hekdesh. Come on, if you want to take it, take now, or else it's gone. Okay? V'divrei hevele. Could be tell by Shalach Manas too. You have to serve cooked food. When I give you a raw piece of meat, so don't say, I'm not sure, but maybe also the divrei hevele going to the Rosh. The Ka'amah royal is scabbing the Orchim. Lav l'meima shitei ruya kamoshi. He ata. Ridiculous. Ali mishim shiru naktinon. The gedola ki hai sheruya l'tein l'fnei oreach nichbon. Achashin is bashel. Chashuva kazos shetarko limonos v'lo botlo. Even right now. U'mishum sheichai et ruah lo botl chashivusa. Its chashivus is not diminished. We'll see in Shulchan Aruch tomorrow. Who disagrees with this? You better believe it. The Ra'ah, of course. We always disagree. The Ra'ah says, no, it has to be cooked. And the Poskim are going to say that in a pinch, you can rely on the Ra'ah. Where does he get this idea, the Rosh, that it's not true? Midi dahave ashisha dvarim shem mekachin amunuyin beperek basu de orla. The Mishnah in orla. Shem dechoshiv es shedar kol imam. This is the command of Kuf. Es is opposed to kol. Uvichlodan chalfei trodin vekolchei kru v'dalas yavonis. Ubechayin airi. They're raw, not cooked. The trodin, the kru v'dalas, and derach levashlan shlemin. El mechatchin ol san lachatichos dachas v'ozmit. And then they cook it. V'yoz betili al ha'kochem b'chayin ayri. V'lo chozu v'hash to l'achila. V'lo hachi lo batli m'shem chashivusa. By Davish of Eminyan. Hu adinami chaticha will describe him ne'orchim lo batli chashivusa v'agad lo chozi hash to l'orchim. Wait a minute, for a second, stop. Is he making an equation here between Davish of Eminyan and chaticha will describe? There are three concepts. Beria and Asuga, all three. Beria, Dovash Beminyan, Chaticha Ruil Deskabed. How close are they to each other? Right, it's very important. There can be difference in the nuance between these three categories. He's throwing it together, Dovash Beminyan, which is also, even if it's not Mavushal, with Chaticha Ruil Deskabed. Maybe they were also Yesh L'chalek. Right? Yesh L'chalek. It's very important. So we have to stop here because we're in the middle. Time is up. Tomorrow's Thursday, right? 10:45, Mr. Hashem. I've had a jinx a few Thursdays in a row. Hope tomorrow to be here. Everyone should be alive and well. We should have the other side of Shia Kadasa Kadim. See you after Shabbat.